We appreciate the visitors who are among us today, and I assume most of you or many of you came for the wedding yesterday. And among those visitors is Brother Glenn Weaver. He ministers at the Fairfield Mennonite Church at Fairfield, Montana. And he has consented to bring the message this morning. Let's lift him to the throne of grace. May the Lord anoint you, brother.
We greet you in the precious name of Jesus today. It's been a tremendous blessing to be here this morning and to worship. I'm just amazed we come from a small congregation of, we have 22 families. Maybe 6 years ago there were 5 families, and we are very small, and we think we're a big church now, but I felt a little small here this morning. And I'm amazed at the older folks here this morning. It's a tremendous blessing to have senior citizens. It's a blessing. Made me think of Proverbs there. The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. And so I see a lot of righteousness here this morning of elderly folks that have walked with God for many years. And God bless you this morning. I trust that our message here this morning would be an encouragement to you. Yes, we have a young church and a lot of ambition at our congregation. And we need older folks to continue to lead the way. Most of us have our parents, even if they do not live at our congregation, and we can respect even if we don't live at our parents' communities. But the blessing we have, the blessing of serving an amazing God. This morning as we thought of the Sunday school lesson, I said, what do I know about Isaiah 43, 44, 45? I could not come up with anything. I know Isaiah 40, Isaiah 53, Isaiah 55. But I was impressed this morning. The amazing God of Isaiah 43, 44, and 45. And it just enhances our worship as we think of the greatness of our God that loves us. He calls us by his name there in Isaiah 43. Christians, we are little Christ. And we have that name. And let's honor that name this morning. I titled the message this morning, What Marks Success? We as North Americans, we enjoy success, and we think a lot about success. Maybe it's more on the men's side, but I believe the ladies like to be successful also. For the men here a couple years ago, I think of Kansas, I think of wheat. Maybe not many wheat farmers are left anymore. Anabaptists have branched out into a lot of vocations, but when the spring wheat price hit $21 a bushel, I think everybody set up and take notice. That was success. There a few weeks in January, several years ago, I think it was, and I had a little 50-acre wheat field. It's not enough to make it count much, but I got serious about raising wheat at $21 a bushel. What could we do with that? And there's so many things we can think about. For the ladies, it might be the next quilt that comes up at the auction. I'm not sure. But we want to be a success in life. And the scriptures talk a little bit about success. In Joshua, I believe it says, if we follow God, we will find success. So I'm not going to use that word a lot this morning, but finding fulfillment in life is a universal desire of every person, that we would find fulfillment in life and then we'll find success. Finding happiness and peace and joy. And I don't want to beat around the bush this morning. Let's turn to Romans 10 and find fulfillment in this chapter. Then we'll probably see from there as we respond to this fulfillment, how it affects our lives. But Romans 10, verse 9, beautiful words of Scripture. We find our fulfillment in life in Jesus Christ this morning. In Romans 10, verse 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The answer for finding fulfillment in life this morning is in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And we can call ourselves Christians as we accept Jesus Christ. It says in verse 12 here that the Lord is rich. He's rich unto all that call upon him. And we want to think about success and investments this morning. Maybe investing our lives into something that counts. Here it is. The Lord is rich to all that call upon him. He will give himself to us as we give ourselves to him. He's rich. Yesterday, we attended the wedding, and Lonnie Esch spoke about us finding a rich wife. He made this quote. I copied it, maybe not exactly, but he said, a man that follows and is surrendered to Christ will have a rich wife. That stood out to me. You know, we enjoy a nice wife, but the way to enjoy that is to surrender to Christ. And then that blessing comes. And sometimes I think I want the blessings before I'm ready to surrender. And this morning we have the answer here to finding our fulfillment in life is the Lord Jesus Christ here. That we believe on him in our hearts and we will be saved. It's not going to cost us anything to find this success and to find fulfillment. It's just in giving up and casting our care upon the Lord. He's rich unto all that call upon him. What a blessing we have this morning. That affects our life as we call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Changes our priorities. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6, verse 33. Our priorities. Now we're following Christ. And we're seeking his blessing upon our lives. The riches of his grace. The riches that Jesus Christ gives to us. It is such a blessing this morning. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God doesn't pick me because I was rich or famous. Or I was fulfilled in my own life. But he chose me because he loved me. And he gave that invitation, whoever is looking for fulfillment, he gives that opportunity to us. And then it changes our priorities. It causes us to seek him first and to bless his name. Fulfillment gives us joy. It gives us joy in our life to know that Jesus Christ is the answer to a sin-cursed world. When Jesus entered into this cruel world, the Scriptures became alive with joy. Matthew 2, verse 10. It's not Christmas Day today, but for the Christian, it is today. Matthew 2, verse 10. When we find this fulfillment, we find joy in Jesus Christ. the good news of joy. And I'd like to read that verse. Matthew 2, verse 10. Verse says, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy." As the wise men saw the star, they rejoiced as they anticipated finding Jesus Christ in Luke 2, verse 10. As Jesus entered the world, joy came into our lives. And it's ringing through the ages ever since. Joy of salvation in Luke 2, verse 10. "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And this joy comes to us today. Luke 15, verse 7 says that there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. And so this joy continues on as people reach out to Jesus Christ. And joy is found. There's rejoicing in heaven. There's so much joy when peace comes to a repentant sinner. Romans 14, verse 17. Talking about joy as we find fulfillment in Jesus Christ. "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." That is what the Christian experiences today. It's not our normal. Yeah, we enjoy our big Sunday dinners that we look forward to. But that's not what the Christian life is about. It's about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. What a blessing we have today. Paul said in Acts 20, verse 24, as he endured the hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, his testimony was that he might finish his course with joy. And so this morning, as we think about our fulfillment in Jesus Christ and joy, why do we have disappointments in life? Why are there so many struggles? Well, Paul, he looked beyond today. He looked beyond the hard times that he faced, and he desired to finish his course with joy. And so to be realistic this morning, I believe we need to look at trials also. The trials in life that, you know, make us cast down, make us discouraged, it still can't take our joy away. It will not defeat you. It will not destroy you. Psalm says that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. That tells us to hang in there and endure hardness, because joy will come. We will see through the clouds and the sun will shine again. Jesus in Hebrews 12, 2, I'd like to read that. Hebrews 12, 2, let's look at the author of our faith. Hebrews 12, verse 2. It says, Jesus' example for us is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Our fulfillment, our Lord Jesus Christ, he knew joy and he also knew suffering. He knew what he must endure for that joy to be fulfilled. And we can follow Jesus Christ this morning in our trials. Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Job knew that as God took away the comforts of his life and took away his $21 wheat crop, he took away everything that he had that made him have a good day, he still trusted in God. And so we see that life is not fair, and there's many small irritations in life that try to I call them joy killers. They just want to steal our peace, but it can't as we continue to trust in Jesus. So many things I just had to think about. We have a little hay field, and you know, you have this, as a farmer, we have this small window of time. The hay's just right, early mornings and afternoon, it gets too dry, so you want to bale your hay at this certain window. And what happens, your baler knotter, those little small things on the baler knotter, something goes wrong and the bales start flying apart. And those little small irritations, it's such a big thing to bale this hay right now. And it can get us sidetracked and we forget the big picture. But one little lesson we can learn is those little adjustments in life, we can stop and adjust the nodder. We can adjust our attitudes. We can adjust our feelings. And we can continue to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. And these small little joy killers can give us comfort to know that God is still in control. What marks success? When we can look past the small irritations of life and see the big picture, God wants to bless us with His riches today. May God help us as we face the onslaughts of Satan. He's out to destroy. He wants to take that joy away. Don't allow him to have that satisfaction. Through Jesus Christ, we can be rich, like the Bible promises us. I said we might look at the things that mark success, that show that we're finding fulfillment. I had to think about our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ as they encourage us, those quiet missionaries. And God bless you, brother. I can't pick you out this morning, but the devotional this morning was a tremendous encouragement to me. Those Ananiases that are faithfully serving Jesus Christ behind the scenes are quiet missionaries that build the church. The church is built up of those people that are serving behind the scenes, those volunteers that are lifting others up. What would our church be like if no one brought Apostle Paul to Jesus Christ? If he'd went off to work and not took the time to reach down and lift up that brother that was blind and could not see. But Ananias took the time for Paul, and Paul became a warrior of faith, and the Lord used him in a mighty way. Acts 22. I'll look at that this morning. I appreciated the devotional in Acts 9. And also over here in Acts 22, I had this verse 12 that I wanted to look at. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked upon him. Finding fulfillment, Ananias found fulfillment there as he ministered the gospel. And we have many heroes of faith today in Hebrews 11. Abraham, Moses, Daniel. Heroes of faith. What would have Hebrews 11 been like if it wouldn't have been for a faithful mother? A faithful mother that helped Abraham, helped Moses, told him those Bible stories, shared with him of her faith, took the time to reach out. My thoughts today are, as I think of faithful men of God that found fulfillment in serving the Lord. My father passed away 6 weeks ago, and as I ministered with him those last several months, it was a tremendous blessing to be with him and to hear his stories. My dad was a quiet man, and he worked behind the scenes all his life. His brothers were in the ministry, and yet my father, behind the scenes, seemed to minister to many people that maybe an ordained person could not reach. And the boys in our community, they were always welcome at our place, and he would hire them to bale hay. And I remember my dad telling me the story one time. Another farmer there in the community said, "How do you get boys to work for you in the summer to put up hay in those hot, dusty hay mows?" And my dad said, "Well, he gives them all the ice cream and pop they can drink in the afternoon and takes them swimming in the evening." And he said, "It's no problem." That's just the kind of father I had. I am blessed. He had many struggles in his life, but he cared about those that were needing a big brother. My father, when he was in a young man during World War II, he qualified for an exemption for working on the farm, and through those experiences, he worked on a farm where the dad and mom, their only son, was in the army, and so my dad worked there, and it was a tough occupation, and he faced a mental breakdown and was in the hospital for several years, and this affected his life, the rest of his life. Stress and the pressures of life were tough on him, but as he found fulfillment, the thought I'd like to share is, as he looked to God, this weakness made him strong, because he had a heart for others. He had a heart for those that were hurting. And my dad did not try to impress people. He just served people. And this success today, we look and we say, "Well, it's money. It's what I can get out of life for myself." But as we look at the scriptures this morning, it's just the opposite of what the world is going after. The world is going after what we can get for ourselves. And the Christian, as he finds fulfillment in Jesus Christ, it reaches out to others. And it's just a blessing to me this morning to see this throughout the scriptures, as holy men of God were moved by the Holy Ghost and they served the Lord. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 55. We think of success. We think of our investments. It's not what the world has to offer this morning. As Christians, God gives us the invitation to come to the water and receive a free gift of salvation. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Isaiah is a beautiful book here. The invitation for us to find our fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us that thirst, we can come without prestige, without fame, without fortune, and we can come to the living water without money. We can buy and eat. We can buy without price. We can come just as I am to this living fountain and there find our thirst quenched and find peace and satisfaction. And God is asking us, why do we waste our time with money and trying to buy things and trying to find things that satisfy when I will satisfy you? That is the invitation that God just wants to give us freely every day as we go through life. He just invites us. Let our souls delight itself in the fatness of the goodness of the Lord. He invites us to incline our ears and come and hear, and our soul shall live. He will make an everlasting with us. As we walk with Jesus Christ, He will never let us down. He will always be there. He will always be there for us. He knows. He knows the future. He is the future. He is in control. And He invites us to seek Him while He may be found. And He just wants to bless us with peace. He doesn't bless us with prosperity. He's not going to guarantee that. He just blesses us with peace and joy. And as I said, it's not always how we like to think it should be. We're going to go through those valleys and those trials where we cannot see the big picture. But let's remember, God knows the big picture. He will lead us forth with peace. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing. And the trees of the field shall clap their hands. As we drove here this weekend, and you're a month ahead of us, and the grass is much taller, and it just stands out to us so much. Every blade of grass is green. It's a picture of God's love to us. The whole world is coming alive this spring. And God is showing us Himself strong in our behalf. He loves us. He gives this to us to show us this beautiful big picture that He wants us to enjoy. And everything points back to the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and died on the cross that we might find fulfillment. God bless you as you seek the Lord Jesus Christ in your community. Every day, walk with Jesus, and you will be tremendously blessed. May God bless you.
Let's kneel for prayer, and where would you lead us?
Father, thank you today that you are a great God, an amazing God. the God of the Isaiah's day, that promised to go with the Jewish nation and bless them as they reached out to you. And Father, you're still the same God today. You care about every detail of our lives. You care about the struggles and the disappointments that we face. And we thank you this morning that if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be saved. As we walk with Jesus Christ, you have promised to go with us and to lead us and to give us fulfillment in life and to meet our needs as we trust in you, the perfect creation, the perfect creator, the one that holds the future and knows everything that will ever happen in our lives. And we just want to thank you today for being that God. And we ask a special blessing upon this congregation as they serve you. The many elderly people here, Lord, bless them as they face the sunset years of life and they are reaching out to Jesus as he ushers them across the great divide, Lord. We know that you will take our hands and lead us safely home. And so our desire is to encourage each other to walk with you and to have a faith that will not shrink. And so we bless your name today. Go with us this week that we might place our hand in yours and trust each moment. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Glenn. Appreciate these admonitions. Can come to the end of life and join Sister Edna saying that the sting of death is gone. If we can, it will be well with our soul. I'm going to ask Brother Glenn to lead us in the closing prayer as we stand.
Lord, thank you for your love to us today. Again, we thank you that you will go with us as we reach out and place our hand in yours and go with us and bless us for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.